as the fairy dragonette is given stern lectures in the methodology of the powers of having a bright meat attitude and the changes it brings. A mentally impaired pony has to admit glitterhoods is pretty serious in their pony life lesson affairs sort of things. As the fairy dragonette has stares of cognitive dissonance, the facts stand even if catastrophistic nightmares reduce a landscape to rubble like the first episode of Rainbow Bright, it would be just the collective effort to rebuild and grow the world tree to its blooming upper world fruits and flowering colors over again. As the fairy dragonette takes out their notebook of sissy thoughts they write down like Carl Jung suggested, the goal is to be thinking and feeling in balance where the illness they suffer is rationality making the path forward the sensible aspects of idealism. As the mentally impaired pony stares in disbelief, Big Mac the pony turns with an awkward look and a loud scoff saying freaking glitterhoods, rolling their eyes taking off with a wagon of apples. As Terence McKenna has whispering conversations with Carmen Medina the analyst, she sighs saying the narratives of victimhood ideology have gone too far and is polluting people's hearts and minds like a life-destroying virus. Terence McKenna Ranson as well, victimhood only breeds division and separation where the path forward is when the pony crystals unite, and like the G5 pony movie you can see how these ponies lose their luster and magic when such narratives of victimhood divides. As Terence McKenna adjusts their hair with mildly douchey ambiance they say clearly, fairy dragon your rationality reflects the enlightenment of reducing life and the world to soulless machinery. As a mentally impaired pony has a look they admit, I didn't understand what any of that meant, like anything it's just bunch of just big words of blah blah blah, I mean what does any of that mean? Terence McKenna says, oh it's quite simple really, I mean is there an episode of ponies not featuring it? As when the cultural discord wreaks havoc raiding the masses it makes these ponies in such numbers lose drive and lose luster, and it's not until elements of harmony push back the discord that we then free our lives from spiritual and psychological destitution. The mentally impaired pony thinks, scratching its chin saying, that was a good episode of ponies but you worded it sorta funny and overly complex, I mean can you say anything without sounding like a big dumb asshole? Terence McKenna has a warm chuckle shrugging their shoulders as they say, so far as of yet I have not found a way of achieving it. Some people at least claim they enjoy my lectures, yet I have more than once taken pause in terms do they receive wisdom or mentally filter out so much deriving meaning only by reinforcing the little details they want to hear, ignoring the rest, discounting and subtracting where in lies meaning. The mentally impaired pony has depressive look not understanding them very much as they say, you still sound like a big dumb asshole. Terence McKenna sighs with a warm big mischievous grin as they say, I never consider these barriers in communication, I must falsely assume the crowd understands, and I wonder how many hours I wasted shooting the breeze not knowing or never suspecting I spoke well beyond the cultural vocabulary. And as Terence McKenna scratches their chin with deep introspection they mutter, and the fact people can come from very different cultures and backgrounds as well even if educated, a point I may often so naively miss. Terence McKenna sighs and says, rolling their eyes somewhat, thank you little pony, I guess I should be more open to receive criticism more often, I mean it seems most of the time people just clap and approve regardless of what I say and such, perhaps I falsely believe missing the point of the question if they even factually much understood or received it. I need to challenge my listeners to ensure my point was factually absorbed instead of simply leaving them to small misleading details to be simply taken out of context and misappropriated. The mentally impaired pony says, yeah I get that a lot, as they pause saying, I actually mean that, I say a lot of dumb things and people tell me what you did sorta, not all the time but it happens. Carmen Medina the analyst says, being pretty serious, mixed groups are debiasing, it can bring a lot of conflict and be very awkward, but I mean look who would have thought you had something to learn from the pony, and to me it's hardly ironic, as much proof of a principle I have seen unendingly, and this is what idealistically makes our country great if we let it happen that cries America we apparently took for granted. And trust me you don't want the authoritarian, we want our Terence McKennas and silly ponies included, otherwise we will be as our adversaries and prone to same the incompetency and failures, I mean God forbid if suddenly people hold back truth simply because it's not what people wanted to hear. As Carmen Medina face palms and moans, rolling her eyes hard, cussing, shaking her head depressively. The mentally impaired pony sighs as they say, I need to go back to Ponyville, as Big Mac the pony says, yep and I got a load of apples to peel with my family as we watch weird horror films for Halloween-y autumn. Terence McKenna takes apple biting it as they say, chewing the apple, Ponyville has the most interesting terroir, bringing out a very unique colorful ambiance that is uniquely tasty and delectable. Big Mac the pony sighs as they scratch the side of their head saying, I think I heard that term terroir before but I am not sure what it means, I think Granny Smith used that term used a few times before I think. Terence McKenna says as they shrug saying, it means Ponyville brings out the most special flavor in apples, as the mentally impaired pony exclaims, you see this is why you're a douche, I mean does anybody ever know what you're saying, like basically ever. As Terence McKenna makes it boys intrigued they take a paper bag loading with apples, handing some money to Big Mac as Big Mac sighs and says, yeah I guess that's pretty much the sum of it, as they get a warm chuckle rolling their eyes a bit as they turn to the other pony saying, for real though let's get out of here, as the mentally impaired pony raises an eyebrow looking at things sideways squinting as they walk back into Equestria, as Big Mac says saying, well I mean I guess I sold some apples I can't complain but I am sure I am rather going to anyway.